from 1 Kings 18. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he bowed himself down on the earth, and he put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And when he went up and looked and said, "There's nothing." And Elijah said, "Go again." This happened seven times. And at the seventh time he said, "Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you." And in a little while, the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And I believe the Lord would encourage some saints this morning who may be wondering or even weary in the asking. There's a promise from God. There's a scripture you're clinging to, and you've come to the Lord and you've asked, but you've thought there's nothing. I believe the Lord would encourage you simply this way, sons and daughters. Come again. Come again. Come again. My promises, each and every one of them, are yes and amen. I know you wonder about the waiting. You've got why questions, how questions, and when questions. Your Father in heaven has all of that in his hands. But like the servant, come again to your Father. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, certain of what we do not yet see. But church, remember, with God's promises, they are already yes, or they are this: in a little while. Keep your eyes on Jesus, church. Come again. His promises are yes and amen.